Your parents, are they still in India?
Yeah, my parents still live in India.
Yeah, and they were entrepreneurs, right? So what did you learn from them? Like,
so my dad, you ask great questions because I've shared a lot about my parents, but my mom and dad are very different people. So my dad is like the CEO, hustler, rainmaker, sales guy. And my mom is like the COO, operations, like the warmth, the friendliness, the books, the finance. And so my mom keeps the company together and my dad goes and hunts, right? And here's one thing that I learned from my dad, which I do until even today. Every night my dad would sit down and he would write out the 10 most important things for him to do tomorrow. He would sit down and he would not go to bed. And he had the same notebook. He would sit in the same chair. He would sit down, he would pray, and then he would write. Tomorrow's date today, right? Because it was amazing. He would commit to doing something tomorrow. Can you imagine if you and I, that's amazing. We lose our willpower walking down the street and we want to get an ice cream. Like, we lose our willpower today. He's committing to tomorrow and he says, these are the 10 things that I'm going to do. And he would write out the 10 things, put his pen down, and then he would go to bed and he would come wake up in the morning and he would execute on those 10 things. And that was like the biggest life lesson for me, saying I could commit. So even today, when I go to bed at night, I don't do what he does, but I think about what I get ready to do tomorrow. Excitement to come see you was last night. I'm like, hey, I'm gonna go hang out with Peter. He's talked to all these entrepreneurs. What can I learn from that? But that was amazing. But for my mom, probably the biggest lesson I learned was, regardless of how things break down, it always pays to be kind. My mom's a really, really kind person. And in today's world, it's really easy for you and me to just get mad at people, right? Oh my gosh, she didn't respond to me. He didn't respond to me. How can he be rude? Her email was rude. The voicemail was rude. You were late to a meeting. What you can get, it's very easy in today's world to get mad at everything. And my mom just would find the kindest way to write an email back, to write a letter back, to make the call back. She was just kind all the time. And everybody loves my mom, right? She's one of those people. Everybody loves my mom. But there's a reason, right? She's just kind all the time. And there are times now when you're an entrepreneur, you just struggle. Like, you want your way and you want to bulldoze and get your way, but then you realize that it's important to be kind. And I think my dad's hustle and my mom's kindness, I saw every single day. And that really, I think, you know, I'm 50% hustle, 50% kind, but sometimes the wrong thing comes out, right?